5 years ago, the Internal Revenue Service contracted for $8 billion to modernize the computer system used to store taxpayers' information. The IRS has only spent $1 billion of the money so far, but the project is already 40% over budget and more than 2 years behind schedule. David K. Johnston reports on taxes and the IRS for the New York Times. His story on the IRS's sluggish computer upgrade appeared in the paper earlier this month.
The IRS has not updated its computer system since it was installed during the Kennedy administration, using what was then state-of-the-art technology. And that system, in order to find any taxpayer's record, they have to search it from the beginning to the end, sequentially, till they get to your record. So they search for groups of them as they go along. They don't look for one record. Whereas with a modern database, in a few seconds, you can search an enormous amount of material and find just what you need on that taxpayer. So they're trying to go from essentially horse and buggy to a brand new Lexus.
Huh. So they contracted to do this 5 years ago to upgrade this 40-year-old system, and it's Computer Sciences Corporation of El Segundo, California, that's the prime contractor on this update. What explanation are they offering for the delays?
Well, everyone agrees that in the early stages of this, they had not thought through as deeply as they needed the foundation, what is called the architecture of the project, and some of the management issues surrounded by it. And of course, the IRS is kept on such a minimal budget by Congress that they don't have enough executives working on this project. Perhaps the most important issue, though, is that the old system has lots of patches and repairs. Over 40 years, you know, Congress changes a tax law. They have to make some fix to the computer, often under enormous deadline pressure, and they make it, but there's no record of it. So the IRS is very reluctant to say to the contractor, okay, you've now figured out how to migrate the data from the old system to the new. If they sign off on that and it doesn't work, it comes back on the IRS executives who are involved. And that's been a fundamental problem, is the lack of knowing for sure just what's in the database on a technical level for in computer language and the way computers store data.
So has the IRS now set a deadline for this contractor to make progress?
Well, the oversight board that Congress created 5 years ago has been prodding the IRS that this thing keeps falling behind, that there's a consistent track record. Larry Levitan, the chairman of the oversight board, said that what we have here is a five-year track record of absolute consistency of cost overruns and delayed deliveries, and that they're behind not on one or two or three out of five, but on five out of five big tracks that they're working on. As a result of that, they've prodded the new commissioner, Mark Everson, and he is very reluctant to stop and switch contractors, which would involve its own risks of whether a new contractor could do the job and its own new learning curve. But he has told them that if by January they haven't made the kind of progress he expects, if he finds it necessary to do so, he will fire them.
And the consequences of that action?
Well, the first thing that would happen is it would delay everything, it is said, about 2 years. It strikes me that a new contractor could, of course, hire the best people working on this project and there's no new learning curve. But it clearly would delay the project and involve new risks. And the underlying problem to that is that the old system uses languages called assembler and COBOL that are, assembler is basically Latin. It's a dead language, and COBOL is quickly heading in that direction. The IRS actually has to run schools to teach people this language. And they're dependent on a shrinking core of people who really understand the old system to keep it running. Those people are dying and retiring. Hopefully in the opposite order.
This isn't the first time the IRS has tried to modernize its system, right? I mean, how has it worked in the past?
You know, after the collapse of communism in Europe in 1989, defense contractors were in a bad way. And who did the IRS retain to work on this project but defense contractors? Among other things, the IRS bought an optical scanning system, a technology hardly used by anybody now, and it had a little problem. The optical scanner was blind. So the taxpayers wasted about $4 billion on that adventure.
What's going on here? I mean, is this like the story of a complex bureaucracy resistant to modernization, or a zealous contractor taking advantage of the bureaucracy, or is this just overall incompetence?
Well, if CSC has found some way to, you know, get the maximum profit out of this, I would be just shocked to think that anybody contracting with the federal government would be trying to build a maximum possible. But the real problem is, in good part, goes with the long era of malign neglect by Congress. I mean, members of Congress love to get votes by saying we're going to cut your taxes, but they don't want to do the hard work of paying attention to the administration of taxes and financing the administrative system. Secondly, the complexity of the tax code is a core problem. There are 13 trillion bytes of information, or terabytes, in the IRS master files. That's actually not a huge number. Walmart has bigger databases than that. Maybe some phone companies do. But the tax code is so complex, and you have to reduce the tax code to these little boxes. If this, then that, except for the following exception. And when that exception occurs, if this, then that, except for the following exception. And that makes the programming of this enormously complex. And Congress, of course, has very little interest in simplifying the tax code, despite all the rhetoric, because there's no campaign contributions in that. The campaign contributions are in, you know, giving people favors, which complicate the tax code.
David K. Johnston is the tax reporter for the New York Times. His forthcoming book, Perfectly Legal, is published by Portfolio. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.